Today's scripture reading can be found in the book of Matthew and also in the book of Nehemiah. The book of Matthew, chapter 11, the verses 29 through 30.
大家有些新来的朋友，如果还没找到旁边的弟兄姐妹，可以帮助一下。
So you can help your neighbors to look for the verses.
对，我们有两处经文，第一处是在马太福音第十一章第二十九节到三十节。
So you can first look for the verses in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 29 through 30.
Okay. 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就是你得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的应试，这样你们心里就必得享安息。还有这个，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。那么下边是这个尼希米记第二章17-18节。
And next, you can find it in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verses 17 through 18.
以后我对他们说，我所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神赐恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做着善工。好，我们把下面可以介绍一下吗？介绍讲人。对，今天是
Brother Jinhua will introduce our speaker for us. Today's speaker is Pastor James Xu, and he's here specifically actually to give the Extension Seminary courses.
他在上个世纪五十年代在台湾中学的时候就信主了。
So he accepted Jesus in the 1950s in Taiwan.
然后后来七十年代来美国，在美国大学毕业，那个研究院毕业以后，在中学里头当 science 老师。
So in the 70s, he actually came to the U.S. and then after he finishes postgraduate studies, he teaches science in high school.
然后九十年代初全职侍奉。
And starting in the 90s, the beginning, early 90s, he started to dedicate himself to serve full time.
那不仅在牧会。
Not just to pastor churches,
而且到那个四处去那个宣教。
And he also had a missionary.
他是华人界四班的著名指挥。
And he's a very well-known conductor of chorus.
我们以前的徐牧师亲自在他指挥下唱过圣诗。
So our pastor Xu, he also was part of his. Acquire members.
他现在是华神董事会的副主席。
And now he is the vice president of the I don't know what it is.
Okay.
CSNA.
对，然后这个礼拜二才从中国大陆回北美。
And just this past Tuesday, he had returned from China back to the North America.
之前四月中。到中国南方和中国北方，包括台湾宣教和那个讲学。
So prior to that, in April, he actually was doing missionary work in the southern and the eastern part of China.
对，我们今天就欢迎大家还没报名的，赶紧来上我们会后结束的神学延伸课程。
So there's no time. So you have not signed up for the seminary extension courses.Starting this afternoon, you can still sign up after the worship.
徐牧师会在这里，在我们教会带领两堂的聚会，除了今天的主日信息以外，还星期五晚上他仍然也会带领我们中文团契的联合聚会。
So Pastor Xi will be here and he'll be leading two major events. And other than today, coming Friday, he will also be leading a group with a message.
然后6月7号的主日，他仍然会在这里传讲信息。
So next Lord's Day, June 7th, he will also be giving messages in the worship.
好，我们现在欢迎徐牧师。
Let's welcome Pastor Xi.
Good evening, 姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我多讲两句话，我是在两岸三地长大的。
I would like to add to what was just said and say that I was born and grew up in the three areas of China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan.
在大陆上读小学，在上海、南京，还有中国大陆的重庆，我们在那时候读小学。
So he actually studied in primary school in China, in Shanghai, and then later in Chongqing.And in Nanjing and in Chongqing.
小学读了六个，不是太烂，是因为跟着家里跑。
And he studied up to the sixth grade in China. He was moving with his family.
终于在香港小学毕业了。
And he finally graduated from primary school in Hong Kong.
买的广东话了，还吗？
Is my Cantonese okay?
所以这样子，上海话也会讲了，南京话也会讲了，四川话也会讲了。广东话也会讲了，现在在牧会就是很有帮助。
So he can actually speak Shanghaiese and Nanjing dialect and Sichuan dialect and also Cantonese. So this is very helpful in pastoring.
上个礼拜刚从温州和山东回来。
And he just returned last week from Shandong and from Wenzhou.
我就给神祷告说，每天晚上我三点钟就起来了，睡不着觉。
And he was praying to God because every day at 3 o'clock in the morning he was waking up.
到伊斯卡去讲怎么办呢？
What will he do when he gets here to Ithaca?
昨天晚上在董弟兄哥姐妹的家里面，我睡了七个半钟头，感谢神。
So he's very thankful that last night at Nansen's house he slept for 7.5 hours.
相信我的时差也倒掉了。
And he's just now taking care of the jet lag.
我们的神是个怜悯人的神，他知道我的需要。
Our God is a very merciful God, and he knew my needs.
感谢神，我1967年到美国来。
Thank the Lord, I came to America in 1967, yeah.
我前三年在 Massachusetts 读书。
And the first 3 years he was in Massachusetts studying.
然后我们从1970年我就到了洛杉矶，现在40几年都在洛杉矶。
And then from 1970 he was in Los Angeles and he's been there for 40 years.
所以从来没有带过 Ithaca， 还不知道有个小飞机叫 propeller 的会飞来的。
So he'd never been to Ithaca and he didn't realize that you know, it would be on a propeller plane to come.
好久没有坐过 propeller 的飞机了。
He's not been on a turboprop plane for a long, long time.
看见你们的青翠的草木，我们洛杉矶看不见。
And looking at these beautiful fields and meadows, it's not something you see in Los Angeles.
这里本来昨天热得要命，今天居然空气像洛杉矶一样冷凉快了，太棒了，神真是恩典。
So yesterday was so hot, now overnight it just cooled off beautifully. So God is so merciful.
希望这个气候能够保持下去。
I hope that we can maintain this for the next week.
今天我们来讲一个题目，就是我们在教会中侍奉的目的和态度到底是什么。
So today we want to talk about what is the purpose and the attitude of ministry in the church.
这个里面就涉及到我们这个不只是目的和态度，而且是我们生命有了正确的目的和态度，生命才能够长大。
So this not only has to do with our attitude, with the purpose and attitude of ministry, but also with our life and how our life in Christ grows.
今天在教会中普遍碰到两个问题。
And today in the church we see two very common problems.
就是在启示录这个七个教会中讲的，一个是不冷不热的基督徒太多了。
And so one of these is spoken of in the early chapters of the book of Revelation, namely that we have too many Christians who are just lukewarm.
你说他冷吗？他每个礼拜也来做礼拜，也来聚会。
Would you say he's a cold-hearted Christian? Well, he's here every week worshiping.
你说他热吗？他不愿意侍奉。他告诉你，我太忙了，我没有这个心智侍奉。
But are you saying that he's hot? Well, he's not participating in any kind of ministry.
我通常碰到人说弟兄啊姐妹啊你要不要到这个教会里面这个地方侍奉的时候他说牧师让我去祷告这个祷告以后从来没有回应
Yeah, so he's going into a lot of brothers and sisters in the church who when he asked them to do some kind of ministry in the church they said well let me pray about that but then they never get back to him
祷告就像太极拳一样一推就走掉了、啊、
And it's like a type of you know, 太极拳 where you can use it to get out of ministry
还有一种人是什么就是失去起初的爱心
And then another type we see in Revelation is that they've lost their first love
就是刚刚开始的时候很爱主神啊我愿意把这个介绍给人那个介绍给人我要把那个人也信主那个信主到后来越来越就冷了越来越冷就是换言之我们就看到这些人 起初的爱心失去了
So we can see in the beginning that they were very enthusiastic to share the gospel with this person with that person but then gradually over time they lose that motivation and they stop sharing they become cold hearted they've lost their first love
然而如果我们有正确的观念正确的目的和态度的话我相信我们就会找到一条方式我们晓得只有侍奉是一条叫我们灵命长进的道路
So I am convinced that if we find the right attitude and the right purpose the right mindset with the ministry that we will actually have discovered a path to real spiritual growth
我们只看到教会中还有个 怪的现象
There's another strange thing that we see in the church.
就是25%的人呢，在这个教会里面忙得不可开交，75%的人不冷不热。
And we see 25% of the church members are incredibly busy with various types of ministry in the church, and the other 75% are basically apathetic, doing nothing.
25%的人几乎什么灵柱他有他，不管是教会里面的大小聚会都有这个人，但是75%可来可不来，若即若离。
So you see 25% who are attending basically every meeting in the church, the big meetings, the small meetings, and then the other 75% who, you know, well, maybe I'll go to this and maybe I won't.
那你问那个25%的人到底教会中来侍奉的目的是什么，他也讲不出来。
Now, if you ask those 25% who are so busy doing various things in the church what the proper attitude towards ministry should be, they can't necessarily answer very clearly.
所以我们得花点时间来研讨一下到底我们的目的和态度是什么。
So, we need to spend a little time here thinking about what exactly should our attitude and the purpose of ministry be.
那么我在这想就是我们用两个一个是主耶稣一个尼西米他们的侍奉我们来做一个榜样看看
So let's use the example of the ministry of Jesus and also of Nehemiah rebuilding the walls to talk about this issue
第一个我们来看主耶稣他在他的侍奉中我们可以学习一个什么榜样
So let's look first at the Lord Jesus and his ministry and what can we learn from his example
主耶稣在侍奉的30年前面30年几乎圣经中很少有记载只有12岁的时候他进圣殿这个事情有记载
So the Bible for the first 30 years the Bible says very little about Jesus and what he did only when he was 12 years old but other than that it's mostly silent
然而在最后的3年半的岁月中他到各地去传讲各地去传讲耶稣基督的参加神的国的教训的时候我们就看见他越来越把他的生命表露出来了
So then we see in the last 3.5 years of his life how he was traveling to many different places and preaching about the kingdom of God and how he began to see the true life and power of Jesus now revealed
圣经说他去教训人医治百姓各样的病症宣讲天国的福音这三大目的
So he was teaching the people about the kingdom of God he was healing their sicknesses and
然后如果你们今天下午来参加我的班的话你们就听我把这更详细的讲现在预表不讲等到下午再讲
So if you come this afternoon you'll hear more today I'm just going to share a little bit of that and leave it
主耶稣在世上没有留下一草一木
When Jesus left the world he left no property behind
也没有一房一舍作为纪念
And there was no home to be a place of remembrance
也没有丰功伟业也没有亮丽的成就
And had no particularly great feats or achievements
但是他用丰富的爱心和智慧他拣选了12个非常平凡没有什么学问家世人做他的门徒
But he used abundant love and wisdom to choose 12 very, very ordinary men to be his disciples.
然而永远不放弃的去教育他们，去陪伴他们，去造就他们。结果这十二个人成了十二个使徒。
But then he, without ever giving up, he continually trained them, cultivated them, accompanied them, so that these 12 men became the apostles, the backbone of the church.
当然你们可以知道有一个人我们不把提到的，就是犹大，我们不是把他算进。
Now, of course, Yoda, who betrayed Jesus, was an exception.
但是他们这些人遵守他们老师父教给他们的大使命，就到全世界去学。你们可以在印度看见多马他的坟墓。
But these 11 disciples who remained, they obeyed the great commission that Jesus gave them, and they went to every part of the world.Of their day to share the gospel. And we see today, for instance, in India, the grave of the Apostle Thomas.
So they influenced a generation of generation of believers, thus shaking the whole world until today.
So they have influenced generation after generation of believers to shake the entire world, even to this day.
We all know human history is from Jesus as a base, one AD, one BC, before Christ.AD was after death, so Anno Domini.
So we know that the history, as it's commonly understood now, is divided with the birth of Christ between BC, before Christ, and AD, you know, Anno Domini.
那个就是他的一个分界，人类的历史与主耶稣，你看看有这么大的关系。
So the history of humanity is so connected with the birth of Christ, his life.
他用登山宝训，他用登山宝训。去教导门徒，教导他们放下身段，要从自己的谦卑和忍耐、顺服和守节心清，去和弟兄姊妹相交。
So he started by using the Sermon on the Mount to teach his disciples how to let go of pretense and to start, you know, to themselves, start with themselves to be humble, to endure, obey, have clean hands and a pure heart.
如果你参加我的下午的班的话啊。你以后就听到了登山宝训，主耶稣到底里面讲什么东西。
So, if you come and join the class this afternoon, you're going to hear about exactly what did Jesus teach in the Sermon on the Mount.
他有改变当事人，当事人对法利赛人非常崇敬，但是耶稣说他们能说而不能行。
So, at that time, many people highly respected the Pharisees, but Jesus...was very clear in saying that they can say what you're supposed to do, but they don't live it out.
如果你看登山宝训十五个举例里面，最后两个例子就是你们要遵行啊，不要像那两个种门徒，一种嘴巴里说主啊，我不是为你传道赶鬼吗？主说我不认得你。另外一种呢是建造那个房屋在不同的基础上，主耶稣说建造那个磐石上的那个基础呢，就是遵行我话语的人才能够进天国。
And so we see at the end, the very end of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus gives two examples. The first is of someone who says, "But Lord, didn't we cast out demons in your name?" And he says, "I never knew you." And then we also see how this the parable of building on.The sand versus building on a rock, and if you don't actually obey the word of God, that you cannot build a lasting faith in life.
主耶稣把当时的人的思想完全扭转。
And so he actually completely turned around the thinking of the people of his day.
他说要从自己的谦卑、忍耐、顺服、守节、心清开始。
So he said you have to start from yourselves, being humble, enduring, obeying, having clean hands and a pure heart.
请问你们这些人常常传福音，人家听你的吗？他不是看了你的身上的行为、言行举止，能够像一个真正好的基督徒，他才不会相信你的。
So, I mean, when you share the gospel with people, are they willing to listen? I think it's only when we actually have a life that our words and our actions really reflect the gospel that people are going to be willing to hear and be convinced by what we say.
主耶稣说你们要在暗中做这事，不要像法利赛人站在这个路堂口祷告，不要像你这些他捐钱的时候让人家看你捐多少钱。他说你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。这个是当时没有的这个。 当时主耶稣提出来。
So Jesus at the time he said you have to do these things secretly as unto God. You don't want to do it publicly for everyone to see, or when you're giving money and everyone sees how much you gave, but rather that you're doing this out of your own heart and faith in God, and then you will see God bless. At that time there was no teaching like that.
除了这个登山宝训 Sermons on the Mount 他这个之外，他还在马太福音第八到第九章，我今天我再过两天就会讲到，他一连在门徒面前行了十个神迹。
And so, apart from the Sermon on the Mount, we see also in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8 and 9, that Jesus did several miracles in those chapters. I'm going to talk about those miracles on Tuesday.
这神迹不但是彰显他是神的大能，而且让你的门徒信服他真是神的儿子。
And those miracles not only reveal the power of God, but they convinced the disciples that Jesus really is the Son of God.
然后在马太福音第十章一到四节，彻夜祷告，就差遣十二个门徒，就是我刚刚讲的，他是造就他们十二，拣选他们。奇怪啊，主耶稣拣选的都是些我刚刚讲的，不见经传的，也不见名，也不见利，没有 Cornell University graduate。
So we see that Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10, Jesus prays all night and then chooses his 12 disciples. And it's interesting, I mean, he chooses people who are so ordinary, basically no education, no one with a Cornell degree.
他是感谢主，这些人忠心为主，甚至至死为主忠心，至殉道。
But,
好多人为主殉道。
But we really have to thank the Lord because these 11 men became 11 men, that they were faithful to God in preaching the gospel, even to the point of death.
主耶稣给他们权柄，除去侍奉主。主耶稣叫他们真正体验神的道的能力。
Jesus gave them authority to preach the gospel, and they had real power in proclaiming the message.
然而很奇妙的，各位弟兄姊妹，他不是让他们一帆风顺，他反而像我们一样，生活中他有经过苦难，经过磨练、修理和造就他们，结果他们一个一个成为主耶稣基督的门徒。
And so, you know, he did not just have them enjoy a very smooth life, but rather they had to continually face difficulties, and it was through those difficulties that one by one they began to grow into these apostles of God.
其实我们人生也是一样。人生不如意事者十之八九。
And that's just like life, isn't it? I mean, where 8 or 9 things out of 10 are usually not as what we would hope.
常常人家说，牧师啊，我祷告了好久，怎么神不听我啊？
Often people say to me, Pastor, I've been praying for so long, why doesn't God hear my prayer?
我通常就有两个回答。
And I usually have two answers.
你要不要听一听？
We want to listen.
我说第一个，你没有按照神的旨意求。
The first is I tell them it may be that you're not praying according to God's will.
第二个神的时间没有到。
And the other is that maybe God's time is not.
你的时间是神啊，你赶快给我这1000块钱，我少1000块，少100块，2块，200块啊，神啊，赶快给我。
Maybe we're praying, oh God, please give me $1,000. I really need $1,000, or maybe it's $100 or $200.
因为神的时间不是这样子。
But God's time doesn't work on our schedule.
感谢主，我们这些门徒们。按照神的在主耶稣基督 的身体力行的榜样里面，他们一个个 都变成真正的门徒了。
But we really have to thank and praise God that these disciples they learned from the example of Jesus and became genuine apostles.
所以主耶稣一生上，我认为最重要的侍奉就是造就和养成了11个至死忠心的门徒。
So the most important part of Jesus' ministry, I believe, is his training of these 12 disciples.
Maybe say 11.
Or 11, yeah.
那么我们在第二个看到是尼西米的榜样。
And now the second thing we see is the example of Nehemiah.
整本尼西米书只有13章。
In the whole book of Nehemiah, there are only 13 chapters.
大概不是这个，在上面一章，对对。整个其中几乎一半的篇幅都在第前面六章都在讲他怎么样，他带领以色列民去耶路撒冷建造城墙的事。
And so the first half of the book, or almost the first half, 6 chapters, is talking about this endeavor that Nehemiah led in rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem.
你想想看，这些以色列民在巴比伦七十年之久，现在回归了，那些人散漫，毫无纪律，毫无组织，连神是谁都搞不清楚。
So, I mean, think about this, that these Jewish people, they were in Babylon in captivity for 70 years, and they went back, and they were scattered, disorganized, undisciplined.
神就给他一个智慧。
But God gave Nehemiah a type of wisdom.
他说我怎么样把他们组织起来。
How to get them organized again.
我们念几节圣经。
So let's look at these verses.
他要把这些没有散漫、没有组织、没有纪律、神也不知道是谁的人，要把他们组织起来，用个什么方法？
So what method did he use to bring this undisciplined, disorganized group of people together?
他要他们来参与一个侍奉。
He wanted them to participate, to join in a work of ministry.
参与一个很有意义的侍奉。
And a very significant work of ministry.
就是前面已经建造了圣殿，可是城墙都破破烂烂，要把它重新组织起来一个城墙。
So they had already rebuilt the temple, but the walls of the city were still in a state of ruin.
请问你，他们愿意心甘乐意的来做吗？都不愿意。
Now, would they be willing to do this very happily?
好吧，我们来读三段圣经，好不好？
Let's read three passages.
回到尼希米记，我要请你们看第三章第五节。
Okay, let's look at the third chapter and the fifth verse of the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米著记第三章第五节，其次使提哥雅人修造，但是他们的贵胄不用兼担他们主的工作。
So this is Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 5. The next section was repaired by the men of Tekoa, but their nobles would not put their shoulders to the work under their supervisors.
他们的 nobles, 他们的贵胄为什么不用兼去担当工作？太苦了，这苦工你们去做吧，我们付钱好了。
Why were these nobles unwilling to put their shoulders to the work? Well, because it was too difficult. We'll just pay you money to do it for us.
很多人就说这种苦工啊，我不要做，你们去做吧，我付点钱就够了。
A lot of people think that way. Oh, this kind of really difficult work, I don't want to do that, but I'll give you a little bit of money for it.
教会中如果也是说，哎呀，这是太麻烦了，我奉献点钱就是了。
And in the church, we say, oh, this ministry, that's going to be too hard. But look, I'll give a donation. How's that?
我在教会里面带一个叫做长青团契，年纪大的人。
So I lead an evergreen fellowship, which is for older people.
我们本来就是从七十岁以上到九十以岁，现在越来越年轻了，五十五岁就可以了。
So it's from 70 to over 90, the age range. But if you're, you know, if you want to come in your mid-50s, that's okay too.
这些人跟我讲，徐牧师，我也不会做事，我年纪大了，我这个也不会那个。我说你会一点，他说什么？会祷告。
And so they often say, oh, you know, Pastor, I'm old and I don't have energy anymore. I can't really do anything. But the pastor says, well, you can certainly pray.
我们一个月一次团契完了后，我总之要留下，本来十分钟。他说十分钟不够，二十分钟让那些老年人尊主为全教会弟兄祷告，而且我写下来回去带回去祷告。他们说好的，感谢主，我们的老年人是我们教会的宝贝。
So I after our meetings we have a prayer time. It was originally 10 minutes and we lengthened it to 20 minutes so that we could just pray for people in the church. And then I said, take these prayer requests home and keep praying for these people.And you know, we really thank the Lord because our older people are a treasure in the church.
我们的年老的都是叫祷告勇士。
And so we call our elderly people prayer warriors.
他们这个 prayer warriors not doing very good job. 那这个这些人呢，都是我们教会的宝贝，常常为教会的弟兄弟妹祷告。这个人家里面有需要，那个人家里有需要。他们就祷告，哎呀，我们的教会的爱主的这些老姐妹、老弟兄了，他们爱祷告。
So we really thank the Lord because every time our church has a need, this family has something, that family has something, that these older people, they'll pray for them, and it's a huge blessing to have these prayer warriors in the church.
各位弟兄姊妹，你们的教会要把教会组织起来，一个方法就要让他们有机会参与侍奉、参与祷告。
So, if you want to really organize the church, you need to give people the opportunity to participate in ministry and be a part of prayer.
我们家吃饭的上面有一个牌子， family pray together, stay together. 哦，一个家庭在一起祷告的话，他才一起，就是这个意思。
Yeah. So we have a plaque in the dining room that says, you know, a family that stays, prays together, stays together.
就是这样子，一个教会祷告在一起，在侍奉在一起，就看到弟兄姊妹中间的爱主，看到弟兄姊妹有这个机会去侍奉主。
So when we see a church that where everyone is ministering together, praying together, then you really see a church that has power where the brothers and sisters love the Lord.
开始是苦工。
It looks like it's really hard work.
Labor. 然后第二个，请你看，慢慢他们就改变了。第二章第十七到十八节。
Now let's look at Nehemiah chapter 2 verses 17 to 18.
念过了。以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们来重建耶路撒冷城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。各位弟兄，善工这个字就出来了。
Then I said to them, You see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace. I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me and what the king had said to me. They replied, Let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work. And there's this term, good work.
芝加哥三一神学院有个新约的教授 D.A. Carson.Dr. Carson.
So Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Chicago has a professor of New Testament named D.A. Carson.
他写了一本书叫《十架与侍奉》The Cross and Christian Ministry.
So he wrote a book called The Cross and Christian Ministry.
他里面就说了那些人越来越侍奉越来侍奉他们的属灵的生命成长了他们心态改变了本来认为这是苦工我们不效于做就出点钱算了然后他们就我也可以做啊
So what they discover is that as they engage in this very difficult or even bitter work of ministry, that it becomes actually a source of spiritual growth for them. Originally, they thought, well, I don't want to do that. I'll just give a donation and that's fine. But it actually turns out into a blessing.
我在四月的时候在 San Diego 带领一个华神的延伸字讲以西结书全本书四十八章那个牧师陈林牧师他给我讲了一个小小的一个故事。
So last October, I was teaching a seminary extension course on the book of Ezekiel, all 48 chapters of it, and there was a pastor Lin there who gave me a suggestion.
他说我们教会有一个人，他是个大公司的总裁。
And he said our church has a person who is actually the president or CEO of a large company.
他的年纪已经快要七十岁。
And he's almost 70 years old.
每次我们要做团契的时候，要搬凳子，他第一个就去搬。那我们说，是不知道是什么先生啊，请你坐下来，我们来搬啊。
And whenever we have a meeting, he's the first one to jump up and set up chairs and do things like that. And this pastor would always say, you don't need to do that. You're already 70 years old.
他说你们不知道吗？我是 chairman, chairman, chairman. I am the chairman of this church.
So he's the chairman of the church. 他要负责把椅子。
他要负责搬椅子。哎呦，你中文讲得很好。那个林牧师告诉我，我听得好高兴。
And so when Pastor Lin said that, I was really happy to hear it.
咱们去刚刚中国回来六十岁，他们就这样走路了。
And sometimes you see people, 60 or 70 coming from China, and they're stooped over and can't hardly walk very well.
他六十几岁做 chairman.
But here he's 60, almost 70.
但这是第一名。
You know, moving chairs, and he's number one.
弟兄姊妹，我们侍奉是为着谁？
So brothers and sisters, when we serve, who are we serving in the church? God.
我不是为给人看的。
Yeah, this is not to let people see us.
我告诉对不起，我们刚刚做牧师的时候，我就想到这篇道应该讲给谁谁听的时候。
So you know, sometimes pastors, when they're preparing a message, they'll think, "Oh, well, I need to, you know, say this for this person or that person."
那个时候讲到这个时候，这个人不出现，我就蛮泄气的。
And so then if that person doesn't come to the service that day, then the pastor's
pretty,
if the person does show up at the service, then he preaches especially loud that particular part.
Then, 我们的侍奉是神, 神给我们话语, 我们才讲。
But then I realized, you know, that kind of approach is not what God wants. We're actually preaching for God.
但是苦工慢慢慢慢变成善工，是因为我们属灵的生命的改变。
So this bitter labor becomes bitter work becomes good worker, because our life is changed.
你看第三个，我们来看尼希米书三章第一节。
And if you look at Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 1,
那是大祭司以利亚时和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门，分别为圣，按立门扇，由主城墙到哈米亚楼，直到哈南耶楼，分别为圣。其次是耶利哥人建造，其次是尼希米建造，等等等，都是分别为圣。
So what we see here is, Eliashib the high priest and his fellow priests went to work and rebuilt the sheep gate. They dedicated it and set its doors in place, building as far as the tower of the 100, which they dedicated, and as far as the tower of Hananel, the men of Jericho built the adjoining section, and Zakur son of Imri built built next to them. So what we see here is the word dedicated appearing many times.
一次慢慢从苦工变善工，现在变圣工。
So from bitter labor to good labor to now we see this holy labor or this dedicated to God labor.
他就感觉让我侍奉的对象不一样。
So the object of our ministry has changed.
开始的时候你是为人做的，你人那个人在你做的特别起劲，不在呢你就没泄气一样的。
In the beginning, we were doing this for other people. Like if that person was there, maybe our boss, then we would do it really hard.
然后你觉得善工，最后你觉得就是圣工。
And you know, we would work really hard, but if they weren't there, maybe we wouldn't really try that hard. And then it becomes a good work where we're doing it. You know, not for people, and then a holy work where it's really dedicated to God.
So Dr. D.A. Carson, he said, 一个人属灵生命的改变的话，一个团队的凝聚力就越来越加强了。
And so Dr. Carson said that as our spiritual life changes, we become more and more cohesive as a group of believers.
你们同不同意我讲一句话？教会中发生的问题的原因，主要是生命不够。
Do you agree with this word, this particular word I want to share? In the church, many problems are a result of people's life not being mature, their spiritual life.
生命够的人，这事情就在基督里面就原谅他吧，就宽广了。
But for those who are mature, they can forgive. They can actually accept.
生命不够的话，人家讲一句话，什么时候得罪你，他都不晓得。
But if your spiritual life isn't mature, then someone says something to you that you don't like and you don't forgive them, and there's a
生命不够的话，你总觉得人家对你不起，好像你比他总强一点。
And if you don't have a mature spiritual life, you oftentimes feel that other people just aren't as good as you.
所以 D.A. Carson 提醒我们，在教会中大大小会教会中侍奉，应该把这个工作先分别为圣。先分别为圣。
So D.A. Carson reminds us that in the church, whether it's a big ministry or small ministry, but all things we should be setting apart unto the Lord.
今天有一位弟兄，冯弟兄来带我们念的开始，他在哥罗西书三章二十三到二十四节，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因为神才是一切事工的源头。因为你们的知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉乃是主基督。
So we had a brother reading a scripture in the early part of the service from the book of Colossians chapter 3, where it says, this is verse 23, that whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for human masters.
我去年在四月在中国的温州在带领聚会的时候，刚好温州在新那个酝酿拆教会，听过没有？拆一个三江教会这个事情。
So last year in April, I was in the city of Wenzhou doing ministry there. Maybe some of you heard about how the government in Wenzhou was forcibly removing crosses from churches at that time.
温州号称，对不起，我只能讲号称中国的耶路撒冷。其实有时候我们不需要太高调。不如低调一点。
So sometimes Wenzhou has been referred to as China's Jerusalem, but it's better really rather than being so maybe high profile and we're China's Jerusalem being more low profile and doing things that.
结果那个第二天，他们说徐牧师，我们可不可以今天休息一个下午？你把你讲到挪到晚上去好不好？ 我说你们要干什么？
And so then while I was there teaching, a brother said, can we, you're teaching this afternoon, could we postpone that until the evening? And he asked, well what's happening?
我们要去那个三江教会面前用那个牌子去抗争。
And he said, well, we want to take our signs to the Sanjiang church, which the government is trying to tear down.
我说有多少人要去啊？
And I asked them, well, how many of you want to go?
大概五十个人要去，五十个人不要去。
He said, well, 50 of us are planning to go and 50 of us are not.
所以如果你改到明天晚上的话，我们都可以去。
And so if you change your teaching time to tomorrow evening, then everyone can go.
你知道我马上在殿里面祷告，我说神啊，这事怎么办？
And so then I prayed right away and I said, well, Lord, what should I do?
我说弟兄，他们是两个领袖来跟我讲，我说我有一个想法，你觉得怎么样？
And then I said, well, brother, I have this idea. Tell me what you think.
我说我们的主是神啊
And I said, our Lord is real.
我们的主不是政府啊，你抗争政府有什么干什么？什么意思啊？
Yeah, our God is not 政府。
Government.
Oh, 政府 yeah, it's not the government, yes.
所以他说我跟他讲，我说你们要搞清楚，圣经中顺服权柄是应该的。
So we have to be clear on what the Bible says, that we should obey earthly authorities.
我说深渊在主，主必报应。我们这是要向神求啊，不是向神求，人求。
And so it's the Lord's to judge. We can leave that in his hands.
你以为抗争有用吗？
Do you think the protest will be useful?
搞不好你每个人都照下将来以后，秋后算账，你们一个都走不了。
Very possibly they'll take pictures of you all and then there's going to be consequences afterwards.
他然后知道这个徐牧师是从美国来的，可以让你们走的话，我以后也去不了了。
And of course, as a pastor coming from America, I mean, if I were to tell them to go, that could be a big problem.
我说明天下午我们这样的，我不讲道了，我明天下午我们休息一下。
Oh, so tomorrow I won't preach, we'll just take a break.
但是你们也不要去抗争，我们在一起开祷告会。
And I said, let's not go to the protest. Let's have a prayer meeting together.
我们这一百个人分十组，每组在一起好好祷告。
And let's split into 10 groups, and each group can really pray with all their heart.
徐牧师，你认为这样好吗？
And I said, and so they said, well, Pastor Xu, do you think that's
good? 我认为这样好。
And I said, that sounds great.
第二天我们就在下午就在那个教会里面祷告，我们没有去抗争。
And so that next afternoon, we all prayed together in the church. We didn't.
我有个原则，我们侍奉的乃是主耶稣基督。
And so the key principle here is that the one we serve is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们听他的话。
We follow His word.
我们常常和他有亲密的交通，像主耶稣一样，像保罗一样。
And we're constantly in communication with Him, just like the Apostle Paul.
所以我们。觉得有时候我们觉得我们的老板是那个发给工资向我们发号施令的那个人。
So oftentimes you think that our boss is the one who's giving us our salary, for instance.
其实不是。
Or giving orders, but actually that's not the case.
你的老板也不是你太太，也不是你先生。
And your boss is not your wife or your husband.
你的老板是天上的神啊，弟兄姊妹。
But your true boss is the God in heaven, the true God.
所以我们工作的态度不要随随便便。
So we can't, when we're working, we can't just kind of be careless.
工作也没有什么贵贱。
There's no distinction between, you know, honorable work or base work.
不要自甘菲薄说我英文不行，我在美国这个也不行，那个不行。神说你爱我，侍奉我就行。
So you don't have to say, well, look, my English, if you're here in America, my English isn't good enough, I can't do this, I can't do that. No, if you love the Lord and you seek to serve Him, then that's enough.
所以我们一切的施工，无论在教会中施工，在外面，在社会上施工，都是讨神的喜悦而去行。
So all of our work, whether it's in the church or outside of the church, but our goal is to please the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不要把这个工作看得太可怕、太大，也不要看得太小。我们要适可而止，是神给你的，你就好好的为他做工。
So, brothers and sisters, we don't want to look at work as this really big deal, but we also don't want to look at it as just some very minor thing. We want to do it in a way that really honors the Lord.
其实我在刚刚开始还没讲清楚，我在台湾教了两年高中，在美国教了28年高中。
So, actually, in the beginning, I didn't say this very clearly, but in Taiwan, I had 2 years of high school.And in America, 28 years of
28 years.
High school? Okay.
我在 Pasadena Unified School District, 在我们 California, 那个常常 Rose Bowl 的那个地方，在那个地方在教书。
So because I actually taught in Pasadena at a high school there. in California.
我知道我所做的一切都是讨神的喜悦。
And I knew that all that I was doing was to seek to please God.
神在任何的地方磨练我们，教导我们，莫非要我们成为好的器皿，好的基督徒去侍奉他，你说对吧？
Wherever we are, God is using that to hone us and to refine us and to prepare us for the work He has. Is that not right?
现在我们来看结论。
Now, let's look here at the conclusion.
我们很喜欢看 Olympic Games, 这 Olympic 运动会每一个金牌的得主意气飞扬啊，这是告诉记者说怎么样下苦功。
So we really all love to watch the Olympics and these gold medalists and how they're filled with emotion talking about with the reporter about how they worked so hard to be able to achieve what they've achieved.
我常常看见这个记者去访问金牌得主、银牌得主，很少看见铜牌得主。
And I've seen the reporters oftentimes interviewing the gold medalists and the silver medalists, but very rarely the bronze medalists.
像我们这是一排也不排，太从来不会有人来向我们访问的。
But of course, for us ordinary people who have never won any kind of medal, they're not going to come and talk with us.
金牌得主说：“哇，你知道我做花多苦功啊！我早上起来做，那个受伤了以后，我要怎么样搞？我每天做到哦，原来他这么多苦功才拿到这样的一个成就。”
And so we see when the reporter was interviewing the gold medalist, he's like, "Oh, I used to get up so early, and then when I got hurt, and I had to do this, and we begin to realize just how much they had to invest to get that gold medal."
大家都很羡慕，哎呦，那个人得金牌。
And we all, greatly kind of admire and envy them for their great achievement.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，你是得什么牌
？But I want to ask you, well, what medal are you getting?
彼得前书五章四节，我们将来必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕，听到没有？荣耀冠冕，永不衰残。
So we see in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 5 where he talks about you are receiving a crown of glory that will never fade.
我们不只是铜牌、银牌、金牌，我们不是，我们是永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
So we're not just a gold medal or a silver medal or a bronze medal, we're a crown of glory that will never fade.
是因为你在地上的工作是从苦工到善工到圣工，以至于神就给你一个这样子的荣耀。
So that your work is actually going from this bitter labor to this good labor to this holy labor, and that God rewards you for this, and your life grows in Christ.
神的给你这么的荣耀，是因为你受的地上受的磨练、受的修理、受的锻炼、受的造就，一个一个已经成为一个爱主耶稣基督的门徒。他说：“孩子。”你呀，忠心良善，我就给你这样一个冠冕。
So God gives us this glory because we go through this process of being honed and pruned, refined and trained, and so we become true disciples of Jesus. And then on that day when we see the Lord and He says, "My servant, well done, good and faithful servant." Now, what a day that will be!
真是这样，记得我们有一天见神的面的时候，神对我们说的话。是忠心又良善，我给你一个好的冠冕。
So truly, that will be an amazing day to when we see God face to face, and He says, "Good and faithful servant, I enter into your reward, that crown of glory."
我认为这就是神把我们放在这个教会中的一个最终的目的，要造就我们成为他的门徒。
And I believe that this is the ultimate purpose of the Lord placing us in the church through this work of ministry to become genuine disciples of the Lord.
我最后讲个小小的故事结束。
So let me just use a small story here to conclude.
1660年的时候的末期，在英国有一个很漂亮的教堂，叫 Saint Paul Cathedral, Saint Paul Cathedral, 圣保罗大教堂。
So
in London,
in the late 1660s, there was this largecathedral in London, and it was called St. Paul's Cathedral.
那个教堂很漂亮，我看过照片，很漂亮。
And it was a very lovely cathedral.
但是那个教堂已经越来越老了，已经快要200年了，已经变成个危楼了。人家说，随时在做礼拜的时候，它垮下来就打死人了。
And
so, 这怎么住了礼拜了?
So it had become older and older, more and more broken down. It had become a dangerous dwelling, and oftentimes there, you know, there were parts of it that would fall down.
那时候英国的皇帝忘掉什么名字, 他就叫, 他说我们要找几个人来重建这 St. Paul Cathedral.
So the English monarch of that time, he said, we need to find someone who can rebuild this for us.
找到一个建筑师, 他叫 Christopher Wren, W-R-E-N, 雷恩爵士。
And so they found a man named Sir Christopher Wren.
他说你要来建这个教堂, 要保持原有的样式, 但是加上现在新的这个建筑的风格。
So they said, we want you to maintain the ancient original design, but we want you to add in the new technology.
他的那个小组就做出三个图案, 请皇帝找些人来审核。
So he and his co-workers made three different blueprints, and they asked the king then to decide which one he wanted.
好，皇帝就决定一个。
And so the monarch decided on one of them.
他说两年之间我就给你们造起来。
Then he said, I want this done within 2 years.
大概半年我把这个拆掉。
And he's going to take 6 months to tear down the old one.
两年半这个教会重新建立。
And then 2.5 years to build the new one.
今天如果你去伦敦去看, 除了这个 Westminster 最有名的之外, 大概这个 St. Paul Cathedral 是在很漂亮很漂亮。
And so if you go to London today, you'll see, apart from the Westminster Cathedral, which is the most famous, the St. Paul's Cathedral is a very, very important structure.
在第二年的时候, 这个 Sir Christopher Wren 就去工地去看他们那建造的工人造怎么样。
So on the second, during the second year, when the new cathedral was being built, Christopher Wren went to the work site to talk to the workers.
他给三个工人问同样的问题, and he, 然后听他们有不同的回答。
And so he asked three different workers the same question, and got three different answers.
他第一个他说, 请问你这个人你在现在在做什么? What are you doing now? 你现在在做什么?
So he asked the first worker, what are you doing?
他说你不是看见我挥汗如雨啊, 我今天也挥汗如雨啊。
挥汗如雨,
他说, 在这儿不是在切割这大石头被小石头，小石头这小，就是这么切割吧，我不是在这里做吗？做得好苦吗？
And so he answered, can't you see I'm here, you know, dripping in sweat and trying to sculpt these rocks here for this project.
请问你那是什么工啊?
And so what is he doing?
苦工啊!
That's the bitter labor.
我做的是苦工啊! 把那个大的变小的，小的中的，不是苦工是什么?
So he has to take the bigger stones and then use them to sculpt into the smaller.
第二个工人他就问他, 请问你现在在做什么?
And so then he asked the second worker, what are you doing here?
他说我就要一天辛辛苦苦的做工啊, 要一天赚5个仙灵啊, 这个人民币25块钱,美金大概多少钱啊? 3块多钱, 他说一天。 这些我要一天,我一家养活三口人, 所以我在你好累啊。
So the second person said, well, I'm here because I can make something like five shillings a day and then use that. He has to use that money to support a family of three, so it's very difficult.
请问你那是什么工啊?
What kind of work is that?
善工.
Okay, that's the good work.
要养家活口嘛,
'cause he's,
我在你用, 不是善工吗?
He's taking care of his family, so that's a good work.
第三个工人,
and then the third worker,
他说你在做什么?
He asked him, what are you doing?
他说我在帮雷恩爵士建造一个宏伟的教堂,将来有人来做礼拜,去荣耀上帝。
And he said, I'm helping Sir Christopher Wren to build a great cathedral that in the future many people will come here to worship God and bring glory to God.
请问你那是什么工啊?
And what kind of work is that? That is the holy.
他有很崇高的目的去做。
And that has a very high purpose and goal.
今天我们在教会里面所做的工, 请你再思想一下。
And so today, I want you to think about the work that we're doing in the church.
如果你认为它只是苦工, 无怪乎你告诉我, 我去祷告祷告, 你就没回应了。
So if you feel like, well, this is just, you know, bitter labor, then if I asked you to do something, you're going to go pray and then give me no response.
如果你说这是个善工, 有好的弟兄姊妹在我这个教会里面, 我来侍奉他们, 我来帮助他们, 我最爱的是神, 其实是爱人如己, 这个是善工。
So if you say, well, I'm here to serve the many brothers and sisters, to love them as I love the Lord, then that's a good work.
其实我们大部分人要认清我们在教会中做的工是平常人都做不到的，我们得的不是金牌银牌，我们得的是荣耀的冠冕，我们做的是圣工，是荣耀神的圣工。
And so we want to recognize that the work that we do in the church is not something that kind of just ordinary people can do. It's not like a gold medal or a silver medal. This is actually something that is rewarded in heaven, and this is truly holy work.
弟兄们，如果我们有正确的态度，正确的目的的话，我们教会中的问题越来越少一点。
And so, brothers and sisters, if we have the right attitude and the right purpose in doing ministry, then problems in the church will be greatly reduced.
因为你也在做圣工，我也在做圣工，我们都在侍奉同一个神，那就不一样了。
And so if we're all actually doing holy labor that is focused on God, and that is our goal, then we will be united. We're doing the same work.
最后要来讲尼希米怎么把城墙建造起来。
So finally, I want to talk about Nehemiah and his building of this wall.
尼希米书第四章第六章里面讲到，他们一半做工，一半拿着枪、拿着盾牌、拿着弓、穿铠甲去准备敌人来攻击。
And so we see that in the fourth chapter and sixth chapter of Nehemiah, that the workers, they had to hold a spear in one hand and then their trowel in the other to rebuild the wall so that they could be ready if they were attacked.
官长站在后面也是一半拿，一半做工，一半拿兵器，因为敌人要来，要来侵袭他们，要来攻击他们。
And the supervisors as well, they had to hold the spear and hold their tools.
尼希米好聪明啊，好有智慧，他说每个人就建造在你家门口那个前面那个段城墙，是你一个人十公尺，都是你所归你的负责的。
And so Nehemiah was very wise, very smart in how he did this. He said that everyone was responsible for those 10 meters right in front of their own dwelling.
如果敌你搞得不好，偷工减料，敌人从这里攻打进来，第一个遭殃是谁啊？
So if you don't build well, if you build carelessly and the enemy comes to attack and comes through this particular hole in the wall, who's going to pay the price?
建造要保护我家的，拼命做，做得非常好，还做完以后还帮助别人。所以他们听了，在第六章里面，以六月二十五日城墙修完了，共修了52天呢。你如果看前面讲的3年多建城墙，他们52天修建城墙，那不是神迹是什么？
And so what we see is that, in order, because everyone has a very strong motivation to protect their own family, so they're going to build really well. They're going to do it with all of their hearts. And we see here in the sixth chapter that it says that they finished building the wall in 52 days.
这不是神迹是什么？
And if that's not a miracle, what is?
人家万众一心，大家要把这个修好。
That everyone could unite together with one heart to finish this work.
几十万个回来的人就在拼命修，拼命修，五十二天修城墙。
And there were thousands of these people who joined together, of one mind to rebuild it.
各位弟兄姊妹，这个城墙当然不像我们中国的万里长城，不可能的。
Now, of course, this city wall wasn't like, for instance, our Great Wall in China.
但是呢，这些人就把一个圣工做得好好的，漂漂亮亮，五十二天。
But these people did a truly good work for the Lord, a beautiful wall, new wall for the city of Jerusalem.
感谢主，我们今天在这儿不是只是修城墙而已。
And thank the Lord, here today we're not just building a wall, a city wall.
当然是圣经很多地方说我们的墙里面有洞了，有要堵住破口，那是另外一回事。但是今天你我在这儿是共同一心一意侍奉神，要做圣工。
So here today, I mean, of course, there are many parts in the Bible that talk about the walls being broken down and needing to fill in the gaps. That's another issue. But basically, we're all here today in the church doing holy work, work set apart to God.
其实再讲一遍，教会的建造都是这样，从苦工开始到圣工，到后来你心里完全知道这是圣工。
So I want to say again here that this process that we go through from bitter labor to good labor to holy labor, where it's truly for God that we're doing it.
我请问你在座这些有很小的孩子的人啊，你刚刚生出的孩子好可爱，好可爱，好可爱啊！他讲什么话，做什么事都可爱。
So there are people here maybe who have small kids. I mean, if they're just born just a baby, an infant. You can see, I mean, everything they do, oh, it's so cute, it's so adorable.
你问他，他觉得苦工啊，他大把尿把屎，还要吃这个过那个，也是苦工啊。
And I mean, but in reality, I mean, it's actually a bit of labor because you have to constantly feed them, change the diapers, et cetera, et cetera.
然后慢慢变，你觉得这是一个善功。
But then it gradually changes to the shangong, the good work.
然后慢慢变，这真是很好。我们的女儿现在38岁，36岁。
And today, our daughter is 36.
三个小外孙每个礼拜来看我们两次。
And every week we have our three grandsons come see us.
这是我们的圣功了。
And this is our shangong.
刚刚小时候，她就是我们的苦工啊。But
when we were, I mean, when she was small, that's the bitter labor.
但是我们给她讲清楚，我们不给你带孩子。But
we said very clearly, I mean, you have to take care of the kids yourself.
我们两个妈妈是一个大的医院里面的护士长。 爸爸是个牧师，忙得要命。我们300个会友，一不同的电话的，每天就是接不停的。我说你这一代该你带孩子了，不是我们带。So
he said very clearly, it's your job to raise the kids because I'm a pastor and I have a lot of people to take care of. My wife is a nurse supervisor and she has a lot of work, so it's going to have to be your job.
弟兄姊妹，我们就代表我们从苦工的开始。And
so, brothers and sisters, we have to start
suffering.属灵生命成长以后，见看见这是善功。And
then, as our spiritual life develops, it becomes a
属灵生命再成长之后，觉得这个是荣耀神的圣功。And
as we keep growing spiritually, then it becomes truly a work done unto God. So let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。Dear
Father, we want to thank you for your
在教会中的侍奉和目的，我们的目的和态度是什么？求主再次坚定我们的信念。Lord,
please once again just strengthen our understanding and concept of what the right attitude and purpose of ministry in the church is.
再次激励我们众人。And
please, Lord, stir us up once again.
再次让我们知道，如果有人愿意的话，就求他们。 在我们这几天里面，我们再加入这个华神延伸之班。And
Lord, once again, move those here to Lord that you want to join the class in the following week.
主，我们仰望你。Lord,
we look to you.
求你，这是用你在高天之上，你的没有转动影儿的光来照射我们每个人的生活取机。Lord,
may your light that has no shadow of turning enlighten each one of us here.
求主保守我们这个教会。
Lord, please watch over and protect our church.
开始的时候，我们觉得好像是苦工。
Lord, when we start, we often feel it's bitter labor.
然后我们看到我们侍奉的主，就改成改变我们的态度，成为善工。
And Lord, how you change us through that process, and it gradually becomes good labor.
主，你最后也不但改变我们的态度，也改变我们侍奉的目的，这知道这是善工。
And Lord, you not only you keep continue to change it so that our purpose and goal is now completely for you, it becomes a holy labor. Lord, we don't want to just do our ministry as unto others. But Lord, we want to be true servants of Christ who obey you from the heart. And Lord, where our ministry is truly unto you and not unto just man.
Lord, that
the work that we do is following your example and you will reward it.
主，我们真是每个人都要忘记背后，向着前面的标杆直跑。Lord,
that all of us need to forget what lies behind and press forward to what lies ahead.
为着得到神从基督耶稣里从上面召我们来的奖赏。And
Lord, to pursue the goal, the heavenly prize that you have called us to.
但愿我们将来有一天去天国的时候，你说我们是忠心良善的仆人。And
Lord, that when we stand before you in heaven, Lord, that you'll say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And Lord, and you will then serve us. And Lord, you will call us to enjoy this eternal crown of glory that never fades. And Lord, we pray this in the name, the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Because of time.